taking the time to think. Charles R. Charlie Morris. Charlie was so special. He was so special to me. When I think about mentors in my life, Charlie is at the top of my list. There are so many stories that I could recount about Charlie, but the one that I want to share is very short, but very powerful, as we come up on the second anniversary of his passing. It took place in Olympia, Washington in 1975, almost 50 years ago. Charlie was the secretary of the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS. DSHS at the time was the largest state agency with more than 10,000 employees and responsibility for public health, Medicaid, adult and juvenile corrections, aging, alcoholism, drug abuse, welfare, vocational rehabilitation, mental health, developmental disabilities, social services, foster care, nursing home, congregate care facilities, to name a few. Charlie was appointed to the position by the three-term governor, Dan Evans, and served for almost 4 years. As CEO, he faced tremendous challenges on almost a daily basis. Inevitably, some issues would be on the front page of the Seattle newspapers. Examples include, someone escapes from the sexual offender unit at Western State Hospital. Welfare rolls are increasing dramatically. Prison inmates at Walla Walla are staging a hunger strike. State mental hospitals are closing with nowhere for the patients to go. You get the idea. I had the privilege of serving initially as Charlie's director of his Office of Management Budget and later as his director of community services, with responsibility for most everything except adult corrections and public health. I was totally committed to serving Charlie and carrying out the numerous goals of the agency. And I was not alone. There was a tremendous sense of responsibility that most of the staff of the agency carried with them. That, coupled with their commitment to serving the public and their leader, Charlie Morris, made it a great place to work. Having said that, I and many others were working hard, really hard, long days and many nights. With this background, one day around 10 a.m. in the morning, I was walking by Charlie's office at the DSHS headquarters building in Olympia, and the door was open. I looked in, and what I saw shocked me. There was Charlie sitting at his desk, a desk without a single piece of paper on it, not one thing on top of his large desk. But Charlie was not just sitting at his desk. He was leaning back in his office chair that rocked back a little bit, and he had his feet up on his desk. Yes, he had his feet up on his desk. On top of that, Charlie was reading a newspaper. Let me review what I just saw. The head of the state's largest agency with all kinds of responsibilities, sitting in his office, leaning back in his chair with his feet up on his desk, a desk that was totally empty of any papers or files, and he's reading a newspaper. Holy cow, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I look both ways down the halls to make sure that no one else is walking by Charlie's office. I don't want anyone else to see what I've just seen. No siree. I immediately turn into his office and close the door. I really shut the door. I say to Charlie, what in the hell are you doing? What are you doing sitting here with your feet up on the desk reading the newspaper when you have thousands of employees who are busting their butts for you every minute of every day? Charlie says, Neil, take a seat. Let me tell you something. I take a seat. He looks at me and says with a totally straight face, Neil, I am paid to think, and I am thinking. And he was not kidding, not joking. No, sir. So short, so direct, and yet so powerful. I've never forgotten this. It made a lasting impression on me. How many of us work hard, but how many of us take the time to think? Footnote, Charlie was probably the most brilliant person I've ever worked with. His ability to read was amazing, devouring books with lightning speed. When he did not know enough about a topic to satisfy himself, he would set out to be the world's expert and write a book about it. Charlie authored 15 books on an unbelievably wide variety of topics. Charlie Morris.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.